WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with news headlines for Thursday, February 26, 2015.
Two of the individuals were seeking to fly to Syria. One was arrested at the international airport, JFK International Airport, as he was getting ready to board that flight. A second individual had a later flight scheduled. He was arrested at home here in Brooklyn. A third individual who we believe helped to organize and finance the trip with the other two individuals was arrested in Jacksonville, Florida.
NYPD Commissioner Bill Bratton at One Police Plaza on Wednesday. He was announcing the arrest of three Brooklyn residents. They are charged with attempt and conspiracy to provide material support to ISIL, the Islamic State in Syria. The three are Abdul Rasul Hasanovich Jurabev, Akror Sadakmatov, and Abror Habibov. U.S. Attorney Loretta Lynch said two of the defendants in the case sought to travel to Syria to join ISIL, but were also prepared to wage violent jihad here in the U.S. Sadakmatov expressed his intent to buy a machine gun and shoot police officers and FBI agents if thwarted in his plan to join ISIL in Syria. Bill Bratton said when he came into office, the threat was primarily from Al-Qaeda, but this has changed. Social media, he said, is playing a big part.
Their ability through their social media propaganda skills to inspire those, as these individuals were inspired, to travel to Syria to fight. But for those who cannot travel, don't have the resources, they encouraged in their several most recent outreach efforts in December, I think, John, and
September and December,
encouraging attacks wherever you live, whether it's here in the United States, Europe. If you can't get a gun, if you can't make a bomb, get a knife.
The role of social media in fomenting unrest was echoed yesterday by FBI Director James Comey at a meeting of U.S. Attorneys General.
ASIL in particular is putting out a siren song through their slick propaganda through social media that goes like this. Troubled soul, come to the caliphate. And if you can't come, kill somebody where you are.
Bratton said this situation underscores the need for Congress to get their House and their Senate in order and not put funding for Homeland Security in jeopardy.
The hearing didn't start.
It doesn't matter. You're under arrest.
Why am I being arrested? The hearing didn't start. Why am I being arrested? The
shame.
Didn't start. Nobody. What about the $3
million? Two Code Pink Peace activists, co-founder Medea Benjamin and Ty Barry, were arrested by Capitol Hill police before a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. This was yesterday. It featured Secretary of State John Kerry. Benjamin and Barry stood up before the hearing began. They thanked Secretary Kerry for his diplomatic efforts with Iran and asked why he was advocating for over $3 billion of America's federal budget to go to Israel, which is trying to sabotage the Secretary's nuclear talks with Iran. Quickly, the Capitol Hill police snatched both activists out of their seats and removed them from the room. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Families who lost their loved ones at the hands of police in New York City are launching a campaign to push for a special prosecutor to look into police brutality and the death at the hands of police going forward. Loida Colon is with the Justice Committee. It's a Latino-led organization dedicated to building a movement against police violence and systemic racism in New York City.
Well, Justice Committee holds family meetings once a month, and in those meetings, we were basically talking about how this is a major issue. And when we're talking about in the last two decades, there hasn't been justice for the great majority of families and all of the families that we work with. And when we were trying to determine what could help change that, the families feel that a special prosecutor would make it possible for them to get some level of justice. Because right now, local DAs, they have not been able to secure this from local DAs.
The families of 18 New Yorkers killed by the NYPD in the past two decades sent a letter to Governor Cuomo. It says the system is broken. It urges him to prioritize executive action for a special prosecutor, this in cases of police brutality and deaths at the hands of police going forward. The families also request a meeting with Cuomo about these issues. Iris Baez is one of those who signed the letter. Her son Anthony was killed in a police chokehold after hitting a cop's car with a football in the Bronx in 1994. She said she's tired of hearing about new cases each year. It brings back the same struggles we were going through, and nothing has changed, Baez said. They know the problem is there, and they know how to fix it. Mayor Bill de Blasio testified before the New York State Legislature in Albany on Wednesday. He asked lawmakers to give New York City its fair share in funding. He outlined examples where the city had not received the money it deserved from the state, noting the city is home to 43% of the state's population, yet pays 50% of its taxes. He wants mayoral control of the city's school system to be made permanent, the strengthening of rental protections, and an end to the practice of restoring rent-controlled apartments to market rates if they become vacant. With a record 58,000 New Yorkers in shelters, the mayor vowed to combat the city's homelessness problem. He asked for funding. At a news conference at the end of the day, the mayor said his Albany trip was positive.
The role the city plays in the state economy and the future of this city, of this state, and where we're going, I think there's actually a fair amount of bipartisanship on that. That's an area where everyone gets very serious because, you know, when I talk about our infrastructure gap, our problems we're facing in terms of affordable housing or education, I do think people across the board understand that these are serious issues that affect us all. So I thought there was a good, honest, bipartisan discussion on that.
The state budget, which will be settled by the legislature and governor, is due March 31st. Weather-wise, light snow is likely today, mainly between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. It's cloudy, with temperatures falling to around 17 degrees by about 10 a.m. Wind chill values between 5 and 15 degrees. Tonight, there's a chance of snow showers before 7 p.m. It's cloudy tonight with a low around 16 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high near 25 degrees. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.